Well, you did it again, Dave.
How many of your questions did I wipe out?
Actually, I was trying to save a rock for the end because everything else seems kind of trivial by comparison, especially this next question. But I guess I'll give it a shot anyway.
Okay. We're all friends here, right?
My last question about Rick's story. Can you discuss a little bit the significance of chapter 3 of the Book of Rick, which, if you recall, is that endless list where he walks around the bar and takes measurements of everything.
Oh, yeah.
Is there any significance to that other than to drive service crazy later on in latter days when he's all tied up and has to hear it over and over again?
That was the same experience that I had with the Book of Leviticus and most of Numbers, Deuteronomy. Once Aaron starts building the sanctuary, it was a very bizarre effect because I was reading the Bible as a book. Here's the beginning of it. Okay, there's stuff that I don't understand, but there's forward momentum. And suddenly there's like these building plans for pages and pages and pages and pages. And the series is 5 feet long and 2 cubits by 3 and the so-and-so of the so-and-so and the so-and-so of the so-and-so. Most people, when they read the Torah, they skip over. Don't like to admit it, you know, even the rabbis, it's like, don't really worry about that. Very, very important. It's part of the law of Moshe, but fuck, we can't read that. It's enough to rot your brain. But I'm doing...
And you do read it?
Well, that was the thing. It was rotting my brain. Like, every week, I was sitting and reading another book of the Book of Moshe until I had read out loud these books 10 times. Over the course of about a year and a half. And there are, you know, reading aloud, there's an hour and a half, 2 hours of the Book of Leviticus, where you go, and the sons of the sanctuary, and you go, I don't know if I can do this. No, it's scripture, like, keep reading it. And once you do that, you go, this is coming from someplace weird. And this to me was just Aaron was getting dealt out of the game. Aaron, it was going to be Moshe and Joshua. And Aaron just said, I'm going to institute essentially an Egyptian style priesthood. All the stuff that I loved in Egypt, all the affluence and the ram skids dyed red and all, you know, and the gold plated this and all, you know, that's good. Let's have that. Let's have it for me. We get all the really good meat. You know, we get me and my sons. We get to eat all the meat. Everybody else gets those little lumpy chunks of bread. This, you know, the manna.
And so it's another Yehu thing.
Yeah. Well, it's not really you. I think it's you who thought, yeah, this will work. This is good. Because I personally think that element of human nature is so contrary to God nature or spirituality. The Vatican's a really bad idea. Can we all agree that, you know, if we're moving towards freedom, the Vatican is a really bad idea of spirituality? Pardon me?
I'm sorry, I was saying Aaron's church is a bad idea.
Okay, well, that was because I think you're going to have that same thing that you get with government. As soon as you've got the one guy in the middle sitting on the big pile of loot.
The bureaucracy.
And, yeah. Not just the bureaucracy, but let's all put the money here. I mean, even in Christianity, that just started as, gee, we need a place to meet. We'll make this guy the one who does the collection. And boy, what that led to.